Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us for some therapy.
With a twist. Yeah, last night I think I had my pillows double stacked in a weird way because I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I was like, oh my God, my neck hurts. Like it was, like I couldn't even move my head because it was so stiff.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I need to readjust these pillows. But I was like, this hurts. And then finally, I just readjusted and I was good. But then I woke up to go to work this morning and I get to work and I was like, okay, it's still kind of stiff.
A little stiff. Probably, yeah, just from how long you had it like that before you changed it.
So I was like, I might have to take a nice little bath and soap.
Any reason to have a bath.
Any reason. I feel like I've taken a bath almost every night.
This is my first time that I've slept in the middle of my bed. Like at this house is the first time I've ever slept in the middle of my bed.
How was that?
It's so nice. I have a position, like I am realizing that I wake up in the same position I fell asleep in. I've never done that. I toss and turn in my sleep, which like this last week I feel like I've been sleeping really hard, but I feel like I've also just found my position, which I got that new mattress.
Yeah.
I stretch every night before bed. And so I think I'm just getting better sleep.
Probably.
Because I wake up every morning at 6 a.m., but I don't get out of bed. I just go back to bed.
I wake up
naturally.
Oh.
And it's just like, I sit there and I look at my phone and I'm like,
this is new.
I don't want to get out of bed.
I don't know what this is.
And so I don't, but I probably could.
It's weird.
Tomorrow morning, if I wake up, if I naturally wake up in the morning, I'll text you and I'll be like,
should I get out of bed?
I'm going to get out of bed, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see how early I wake up naturally because I'm a last minute kind of gal.
I have to fight myself. Like Saturday, I woke up at like 4:30 and I got up and I made cupcakes. Yes. And I started doing everything. I cleaned the whole kitchen. I went outside and had coffee. And then by like 6:30, I was like, I should probably just go back to sleep. So I just went back to sleep. And I was like, I had a full ass day in 2 hours. And then I just went back to sleep. But
I would like that. I kind of would prefer that. I like when I'm up and like nobody else is up. Like I used to work at 5 a.m. And I don't know why. It kind of was just easier for me to get up at for that shift. I don't know. Because, like, I worked in retail, so I still did my makeup and stuff. So I got up and got ready for work better than I do my corporate job, where I'm like, I'm not wearing makeup ever. If men don't have to wear makeup, I don't have to wear makeup. Leave me alone about it. Like, I won't wear makeup.
Yeah. I get that. I feel like I've slept really good the last couple of weeks. Like, I had a really good sleep. What was it, like last Thursday, I think, I was telling you, I woke up, I went to bed on the right side of my bed, and I woke up on the left side of my bed, and I have a king-size bed, and I was like, I don't know what happened. I don't know how I ended up on the other side of this bed.
You took a journey.
I slept real, real good, though, so whatever journey I went on, can we do that again?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
My thing is, like, I want to sleep like a rock. I want to sleep still. I don't want to wake up. Like, I started making my bed recently. It's a big accomplishment. And I, like, tuck it in, you know? Like, I tuck in my... It's nice and crisp when I make it.
Like, hotel style.
Yeah. And I wake up... It's ripped out because I know in the middle of the night I feel like I'm constricted, and so I'm ripping the blankets out from like where they're tucked. And so that's why I've never made my bed, is because I just am such a crazy sleeper and I like to just get in bed in the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's true. So that's like, true.
I don't know, but I've noticed in the past couple mornings I get out of bed and I just have to plop my corner back over, and I'm like, I slept so good. I didn't move at all.
Yeah, I feel like even when I move, I still sleep really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because like when I moved across the bed, I had no idea it happened. I was out.
Yeah, like I feel like I sleep hard. I can sleep through anything, but I don't know. I just feel like I get a better night's sleep when I wake up and I'm like, that was, my body rested.
I wish I could do that. I might need to just start taking melatonin again.
That's another thing too, is I've been taking melatonin. I have a nighttime routine now. I stretch, I take my melatonin, I journal.
I like that you have a nighttime routine and I have a daytime routine.
Yeah, like that's the thing is that I don't know what it is. I don't like the days.
Yeah, no, I've got my day figured out. At night, I know we hang out on the patio, mm-hmm. and then I'll come inside and get ready for bed. And then I just go to sleep.
And I kind of start my nighttime routine after we hang out on the patio.
Yeah.
Because then I come in and I'll like wash my face, brush my teeth, do my stretches. And then I'll, yeah, kind of just get in bed, journal, read. And then I'll doom scroll on my phone until I decide to put on brain noises to fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't do that. I literally leave the patio, brush my teeth, wash my face, go to sleep.
I take my melatonin while I'm journaling because it knocks me the fuck out.
That's melatonin, a good thing, though.
Last night, I think I took my melatonin at like 9:30 because I was like, oh, I'm taking it a little bit later than usual. Usually I take it around 9, get sleepy at 9:30, and then I'm probably asleep by 10. No, last night I took it at 9:30. I felt so drowsy. I looked at my phone. It was 9:36.
Oh.
I was like 6 minutes later and I am like,
I'm out.
I don't know if it was just part of like the routine of getting sleepy at that time or if it was the melatonin, but I guarantee I was probably still asleep by 10 o'clock last night.
No, like I have my morning routine. Like I get up and I come and let Bailey out and I feed the cats and then I feed Bailey. And then I go take my medicine. I take a shower. And then I come into the kitchen and I make my coffee. And I pack my lunch that I don't always eat. But I pack my lunch and then I go to work.
My morning routine is 10 minutes. I wake up at 7 a.m. I go in there, wash my face, deodorant, teeth, brush my hair, plug in my straightener just in case I need it, and then I go run to my room, throw on clothes, come back in to see if I need to use my straightener. If not, I unplug it, and then I do my makeup in the car, and I let Bailey in.
Yeah, Bailey gets to come back in during
Bailey
that time.
Gets to come back inside, but no, I can get ready in 10 minutes.
I can get ready, like myself, I can get myself ready in 10 minutes, but I feel like I have like a whole morning routine and now
I need to, yeah.
There's so many pets that I'm like, oh my God, I have things I'm responsible for.
Yeah.
So I do all
no,
that.
No, they were like my anchor. Like when I started living alone, their routine was the only routine I had. I was like, okay, so they got to go out at these times, dinner's at 7. Like I feel like we don't really have dinner time now, but like, Charlie would know when the time changed. He would still be meowing at like the normal time, even though it would be an hour off. He would know.
And now he just cries when the bowl's empty.
Yeah, now he just cries when the bowl's empty. So
well, no, because he still cries no matter what.
Yeah, he cries even when there is food in the bowl. But he's plump. he's a plump boy now.
He is. I told him, Charles, the cat. I told him the other day because he was getting kind of sassy with us when we were on the patio. And I was like, Charles, I will send you to Ohio and you will feed a family of four because you are a chonky boy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking the other day. I was like, that's going to be a lot of meat. But then I stopped myself and I was like, I don't think he's a lot of meat.
He's a lot of fat.
I think he's just a fat boy. So I don't really know how much sustenance they're going to get. Like, you know how beef, you know, is like 97.3.
Yeah. He's going to.
This poor boy is 40-60.
he's the worst but you know a lot of people like what do they call it gristle they like that they like the fat I don't know people are weird
people are strange but people, I love Charlie. I mean he's adorable and he wears the weight well. He looks cuter, plumper.
He does. He's very heavy to pick up.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's adorable. My cats look so tiny next to him.
Babies. Like, that's why whenever I came over here the first time, I was like, how old are your cats? And you're like a year. I was like, my cat may be obese. I don't know.
Charles is like four times their size.
Yeah.
But they play well together. It's fine.
I tried getting a video today. Lucy was cleaning Charlie.
Oh,
licking his little head. Aww. When I came home from my lunch. And so I'm like, I know you guys like each other.
Yeah. Well, they chase each other.
Look, they're going to play.
Yeah. They chase each other in the room sometimes. They are about to play. All of we have cats and a dog in here while we're recording. It's a full house. it's like, these are our children. We are co-parents to these animals.
Yeah.
It's precious. They're adorable, though. I love it. We'll have to post more pictures of them.
We do need to post more pictures of them because they're, like, just so sweet.
So, this morning I get to work, and Barb, she goes, hey, I saw something today about the moon. Like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, it's a partial lunar eclipse. So we were kind of talking about that. Taylor and I had been talking about it for a couple days because she's going to get fucked up.
My TikTok is scaring the ever-living hell out of me because it's like, if you're a Pisces, like this new lunar eclipse that's coming into Pisces is going to fuck up your whole, it's putting you on a new timeline. You're going to find your destiny within this new moon. Like,
and Taylor's like, I literally just started making my bed. I can't have a new destiny. I
literally just started making my bed this week. I cannot be trusted with a new destiny. Like, I don't give it to me. I'm not responsible. I can't claim that. Like, I cannot claim a new destiny right now.
Give I don't know me, what I'm gonna do.
Like, at least, like, how long does it take to build a habit? Like 30 days or something? Give me like 30 days at least, because my bed, like, I've been making my bed for 2 weeks.
Has it even been a full 2 weeks?
No, we're on Tuesday.
So almost so last like week was the half. Start. So yeah. You're getting there.
I just, all my laundry is caught up. Like,
yes,
but that's the thing. I'm doing fine right now. I'm not, like, I'm doing the bare minimum that I probably should be doing, but I'm finally there.
Baby steps.
Can the moon just give me a fucking break? Because right? I don't need a new destiny right now. I'm still recovering from my last destiny. I don't need a new one.
Yeah. I just thought it was really funny. That was the first thing she said to me this morning. She's like, what's the moon doing? And I was like, oh my God.
Don't know, but we're scared. We're all so scared, Barb.
I feel like I need to invest more of my, like, effort into actually figuring out, like, what all these planets aligning do. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I like to research, and I think it's really fun to, like, research this stuff and, like, to see how it actually plays out. Because there's a lot of things that, like, astrologically do make sense.
And it is, like, sometimes...
It's kind of scary that it aligns as well as it does.
Oh, yeah. There's so many things that are just, like, if you don't believe in coincidences, then... A lot of this shit is too accurate for, like, because every once in a while it's like, oh, that's a coincidence. Oh, that's a coincidence. But it's like, there are too many coincidences. So I don't really know how it all works, but.
But Pisces is about to get fucked.
Yeah, and I.
Our poor little fish can't handle that.
No, I literally cannot. I don't even know. I'm so scared. So it's like, is it tonight? The 17th into the 18th.
Yeah, so it's tonight.
I keep getting like... my thing is that I can't even watch them all the way through the TikToks because I'm like, it's just going to keep suggesting stuff if I just keep watching these. And so I really try to like scroll past it so quick. And it's like, your destiny is upon you, Pisces. And I'm like, oh my God, like, please leave me alone. No,
my brain's not even developed, guys.
No, leave me alone. Like, my destiny, what? I
thought I already had one, and then I fucked that one up too.
I know. I'm like, I'm just, don't trust me with a new one because I need to be 25 years old or older to make any decisions in my life ever again because... I'm just a baby, and I'm claiming that I'm a baby.
I'm 35, and I don't feel like I should be making life decisions either, so it's fine. You know,
they're
fine.
Hard. They are a hard thing to do.
I just, you know.
I was going to see, I saved a TikTok the other day that was, like, going into, like, what an eclipse is. Like, you know what? I'm not even going to get into it because I actually don't even know what I'm talking about.
Like, what?
Like, it was, like, saying that, like, this eclipse is with Neptune and the moon and the sun. So, like, Neptune is the planet that rules Pisces, I guess, which is, like, makes sense or something. And so the eclipse is with Neptune, which is in Pisces. but it's in your like fifth house, and so you as a person would have to go into like your birth chart and see where Neptune is in your fifth house to see where this eclipse is gonna like disrupt your life or like change your life. And my thing is that I don't know what the fuck any of that means, and I don't know if I believe in it that much that I don't know, or I haven't looked into what my fifth house is. I just know sometimes things happen when people say they're gonna happen because of the sun and the moon and stuff. So I just will trust that if people say a lunar eclipse is gonna fuck me up, a lunar eclipse is gonna fuck me up.
So,
and I'll take it at that, and I'll be okay.
I'll get my there. Fifth house is Capricorn.
So Capricorn, but Capricorn rules your fourth house.
Fifth house, yes.
Fifth house, yeah. So Capricorn is like how you handle everything in your fifth house. I don't really I don't know what I'm talking about, y'all. I'm talking out my ass right now.
So
I mean, I do know like a little bit. Like, I be sometimes going into a TikTok deep dive, but like
I don't know. So my fifth house is Capricorn that rules it. So I have no idea. I think we need to get a little more into this, so we might have to do that and maybe do a recap next week.
My Neptune, I don't know. I'm looking at what my, because like how is your fifth house Capricorn, but then also your Neptune can be in Aquarius. I don't understand that, because it says that my Neptune is in Aquarius.
But everybody's is different because of where you were born and what time you were born. And
yeah, and like my thing is that I don't even see a fifth house on mine. I see 1, 4, 7, 10, 11, and 12.
So Capricorn in the fifth house means you're ambitious in your creative pursuits and you like to feel productive.
Okay, but what's mine? I have no fifth house.
Oh.
So like, see, but that's the thing is that I don't know if it's actually like the Neptune in the fifth house and stuff. I don't know. Like,
Disregard everything we just said. We're gonna do a little bit more research. That's my thing.
I'm like, I don't even know if everyone has a fifth house.
So
like, it's something like that. It's like where they start talking about the planets and the houses and all that. I don't really know, but I just know I'm a Pisces and lunar eclipse is gonna fuck up my life, apparently, according to TikTok. So I'm just trying to make it through the next 48 hours, and so far
we're managing it.
I'm doing fine. Knock on wood.
For Tuesday, we're doing...
I did think it was Wednesday most of the day, but...
Oh, God, I wish.
It like wasn't that bad of a day to where I was like, okay, I can take this for a Tuesday.
Yeah, we're doing... We did pizza for dinner, we're podcasting, and then we're going to watch Practical Magic. So we're doing the 3 P's tonight.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Just to relax.
It's nice. Well, our fantasy football week ended.
Yes. We didn't win this week, but we're still in 6th place overall.
Yeah, I'm going to have to text Jalen and see what was up with him
last night. Just going to shoot him some DMs and be like, yo.
I don't watch the games, but I get to watch the highlights on the TV at work, at least.
I see those, too, and it's real fun because today Taylor decided she needs to do pop quizzes to teach me about football.
Yeah.
So she leans back and yells across the floor, and she's like, hey, Danielle, do you know what an interception is?
Well, Jalen Hurts threw an interception in the fourth quarter. I don't think it actually, like,
yeah,
got ran or whatever, but like anyway, threw an interception.
Yeah, which was fine. I mean, I did learn. I do know what that is.
I guessed it right.
It's where one team, you throw the ball and the other team intercepts the ball by catching it.
Exactly.
But I did need Jalen to hit like, you know, like 44 points last night, and he only got me 23, so I will let it slide because it's still, you know, double digits.
But he still was, I don't know, I think he could have done better, and I'm gonna text him and make sure he knows that.
The fourth quarter apparently was where it was at.
Well, they lost the lead, yeah. And then who did they even play? Why am I blanking on that?
I have no idea who they played. I don't even know. But I've been seeing it all over.
Yeah, I literally watched it all day today, but I don't know. But yeah, they lost their fourth quarter lead.
They did. They did.
Lost the whole game.
And they were like, did the other team win or did the Jets just lose?
So they played the Jets.
They are the Jets. No, they're the Eagles.
They're the Eagles, yeah.
So who'd they
Philadelphia
play?
Philadelphia Eagles, so they played the Jets.
Did they play the Jets? I don't know who they played.
But they played somebody and they didn't do very good. The thing yes. is that they didn't do good enough for us.
But tonight, we're going to talk about different random...
We have so many random topics. We've already went through so many random topics.
I know, but I think it's like... The main one is about like dating and random boy shit.
Yeah.
Because we, you know...
We like to talk about boys because we're girls.
We do. We like to talk about boys. And just because there's so much to talk about. Like...
You guys just be...
Fucking up live.
Dumbfounding us.
All day long. That's Taylor and I talk, and I'm like, I don't know what this boy's doing. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what this is. What does this mean? What is this? I don't know. This is the thing. So I was married for a long time, and I got married. Crush. Yeah, I got married super, super young, and now I'm like, what the fuck is this dating world like?
It's crazy out here. It's really crazy out here. Yeah,
I was
like,
I haven't dated since I was 16 years old.
No, yeah. So, I've been dating for, we're almost August.
Okay.
Wait,
we're almost in to
October.
Yeah.
I started dating 1 year in October.
Yeah.
So, I've only been out here for a year. And right now I have no boys. And I was telling Danielle, I was like, not having a boy is so peaceful, but so boring.
I know. It's so boring. I'm like, but part of me is like,
It's so peaceful, though. I'm making my bed. I have a nighttime routine.
It's the best way to be.
Yeah, I'm like...
You can fuck up my routine a little bit, but that's okay. My
screen time is 2 hours, like...
Yeah.
Now I'm just...
If you're worth fucking up my screen time and, like, working... You can fuck up my routine if you're worth it.
And, well, my thing is that... Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I need to be
it.
Able to balance both, though, so I think I need to get to that point. Once I can balance both, because I need you to be worth it.
I need you to be worth me, like, having
I
want to
be able
balance.
To enjoy my life, and then you just step in and add to it. I don't really want to, like, I don't want to have to lose anything part of my life to...
no, I kind of enjoy my life how it is. Like, I want you to be an addition, and I want to be an addition to yours, but...
I'm not rearranging my whole... We'll compromise anyway. I'm so far from that because
boys be boying.
I don't even got a boy. I'm resulting to finding random boys on the street and being like, did you see that guy? He was cute. That's my new crush.
So first one I was asking because we did go through Taylor's dating app and so I was wondering, like, do tattoos, like, full sleeves, like a good amount of tattoos, like bad boy looking tattoos, does that make a 6 and 8? Can that increase your attractiveness?
You're really a 10.
You're really a 10?
Like, yeah.
It reminds me of that song they have all over TikTok right now that's like, Mama, I'm in love with a criminal. And I'm like, just because you have tattoos, I have tattoos, you have tattoos, we're not criminals.
Well, you
but
know,
like,
the doctor, he had a leg sleeve that got him 2 points probably, and that was on his leg.
Yeah, those hand tattoos though, for some reason, like, what was it, it was a book I read once and they had tattoos on their hands, and she was like, I love that you decorated my my necklaces. And stop. I was like, dang. we went there in this book, but this book that I just finished is unbelievable. But yeah, tattoos,
I definitely think they, if that's what you're into, and like that's what I'm into. So it's like,
I think I could be okay either way, whether you have tattoos or not tattoos. Like, I'm okay either way.
Yeah,
but like, if you're scrolling and you have to decide, hey, I'm gonna swipe on this guy or I'm gonna like on this guy, do tattoos make a difference?
I think so. I don't know. I just feel like tattoos are like, I feel like they kind of have more personality. They're not scared to show their personality. They aren't scared of like doing something a little risky, you know, because
I don't know which cat that was.
I don't know either. But like, I'm just somebody that's like, I don't know. I don't I understand and I respect if somebody is like, I'm never getting a tattoo because, like, I don't want that commitment.
Yeah.
But me as a person, I'm just a little more risky. Like, I don't care, like, if I don't like it in a few years. Like, I don't like some, I don't like the, some of the tattoos I have.
They have cover-ups. It's fine.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's just not that deep. It's a little fun. It's, like, some personality. It's just, like...
It's a conversation piece.
Yeah. And I just feel like it, like, says something about you. And so I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like if you have tattoos, I'm like, you're probably more my speed.
Yeah.
Because I'll get a tattoo on a whim.
We're planning our tattoos in Salem already.
Yeah, we have already been DMing a lady. But like, that's just my, I don't know. I just think.
I've
dated people with tattoos. Oh my God.
These cats are.
They're on a crack attack right now. But also, I've dated a couple people that don't have any tattoos at all. And like, they weren't really against it. And the thing is, like, they had tattoos. So both the people that I talked to that didn't have tattoos,
mm-hmm.
they both had tattoos that they wanted, though, but they were like, I don't know if I'll ever get it. And they were just, like, on the fence about it. And I'm like,
just do it.
It's a little frustrating because, yeah, I'm like, I'm not somebody that sits there and I'm like, should I do it? Should I not? Just do it. Just do it. It's fun. It's your personality. Like, it's at one point in time. I really tattoos. Maybe this is getting too deep into it. But, like, I love tattoos because I'm like, at one point in time, it's just like a note to yourself from, like, the past you.
Ooh, I like that. Like, it's like, this is who I was in that moment.
Yeah, like, that's why I really like tattoos. Like, that's, like...
It's like a scrapbook on your skin.
Yes. Yeah, because I'll get a tattoo and I'll think it over for a little bit. And, like, I usually book my appointments, like, a little... Like, a month or two out. And I just, like, kind of sit on it and see if it resonates with me. And I only have 4 tattoos. Like, I don't have a lot of tattoos right now, but I have a lot that are planned. But, like, I'm gonna... As soon as I get the... chance to get one, I'm gonna jump on getting one.
I have 4 as well.
I just haven't had.
So our 5th ones will be in Salem
on Halloween.
Ooh, love it.
But
yeah, so tattoos obviously make them a little more attractive.
Yeah, like the one tattoo that I don't like is my little one on my wrist. I literally just got it. Like, my friends and I were doing homework. We were freshmen in college, and we were just doing homework, and we were bored, and we were like, we want to get a tattoo. And I got it, and it's not the cutest. Like, it's really kind of crooked and just, like, just not the cutest. But it's a little message from freshman college me. Like, I was fun, and I was, like, not scared to take risks, and I don't know.
You were living your life.
Yeah, like, it's just fun, and when I see it, I'm just like... Oh, that's a decision that, like, little 18-year-old Taylor made, and it's cute. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hate it when I'm 50, but
who knows? So, sorry. I don't know what I was saying. Does showing off your body on a dating app, are you trying to make up for a shit personality?
See, I don't know, but I fear so. I cannot confirm or deny, but my speculation is yes.
Because we were scrolling through on yours, and there were so many men that just would just like gym selfies with your shirt off, and I'm like, sir, yes, I understand that you look nice underneath your clothes, however, how's the personality? Yeah. Like, are you funny? Because that's what matters.
Oh my gosh. And gym being your whole personality.
Oh my God. We're not going to the gym.
No. And you see so many on the dating apps that are like, I want a girl that, Bailey, be gentle. She just pawed the shit out of Charlie.
Well, she's probably like, I'm tired of your shit.
She's jumping around. She's trying to play with him.
Aww.
But no, there's so many that are like, I want a girl that's gonna go to the gym with me.
No.
If that is another girl's thing, cool, and I hope you guys find each other. But until then,
that's not me.
I'm swiping left. And thank you for putting that on your dating profile so that I know to avoid you. Thank you, actually.
I'm swiping left.
I just don't think the gym has to be your whole personality. I get like fitness and like
health
mattering to you, but just, I don't know, just your whole personality.
I want to see,
and well, the thing is,
the fun stuff about you,
Yeah. And the thing is that we can date and have different interests and different hobbies. And yeah, like, just you because can, I don't like the gym. Well, I like reading. So unless you read, you can't
read. You can go to the gym. Date.
Like,
I will go home and I will sit there and read. And when you get home, I will make you, you whatever healthy dinner. I'll make you a lettuce wrap. I don't care. But I don't want to go to the gym with you. I mean, I don't mind going to the gym. I actually do enjoy going. But
yeah,
I don't want to feel like I have to go to the gym with you.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is that like I go to the gym for myself. Like I
I don't want to feel like I'm required to do that.
No, yeah. But I'm also just like, is that code for I just want a skinny bitch?
Oh, that's a good. It's like that.
Because I was just thinking about that. I was like, is giving fat phobic?
Fat shaming on dating apps. It's like that Love is Blind season where he was like, if we were to go to a concert, could you sit on my shoulders?
Yeah.
No, bitch, this is Love is Blind. You're not supposed to ask those questions because you're supposed to fall in love with these people sight unseen.
Yeah. And
don't be fat phobic.
I don't know. I just see it so much on dating apps.
It's ridiculous.
Like, and I'm just like, why the fuck are all you guys obsessed with girls going to the gym? Like, why are you obsessed with that? I don't know. Anyway.
I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I love it when you care about yourself enough to like take care of yourself. That's great. I'm taking care of myself.
That ain't none of your business.
Yeah. I'm taking care of myself in the way that I need to take care of myself. And you can take care of yourself in the way that you're taking care of yourself. But that shouldn't affect like a relationship or getting to know each other. Like that right there, I feel like just signals like that's just bad vibes.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, if that is something that is the most important to you, then we're Gucci. I'm going to swipe left and let you find that person.
Yeah, that's my thing. You go find her. Good luck to you both.
So we were also discussing like texting etiquette for the stages of dating and talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, what is like the appropriate like time? How long do you sit there and chat on the dating app first? Before you give this guy your phone number or your Snapchat or whatever you're going to give him.
Squeaky toy.
Bailey's enjoying her toys while we're talking about boys. She's a little boy crazy right now, too.
Mine is just, I just don't know if I've only been here for a year. It's literally my third day out here. I don't know what I'm doing. But, like, it's like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I probably am not doing it right. But like the first message can be my phone number. I don't want to message on a dating app because I'm just a bad texter in general. And I hate having so many apps, like having Messenger and Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok and messages. Like I having to open messages like all over my phone stresses me out.
It's a lot of anxiety.
And so I don't like adding dating apps to that and having to message people on dating apps. I will not, like, most people's message, their first message is their fucking Snapchat. And I'm like, no, I will not be adding your Snapchat. But then, like, if it's just like, hey, how are you? Like, we can talk for, like, a day on the dating apps. But if by the end of the day, you're not like, hey, let me get your number so that we can keep talking, we're probably not going to talk again. Because I'm not opening a dating app to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give me your number within probably the first 24 to 48 hours. You're going to have to give me your number.
I feel like we've also discussed, like, we have different attachment styles.
Yeah.
Because I'm an anxious attachment.
And I'm avoidant. I'm running at the first sign.
And I'm just like, why don't you love me? Like, what is this? What is this issue?
And I'm like, oh my God, you're literally obsessed with me. Please leave me alone.
Yes. But I just think it's funny to see like the different types of attachment styles there are and like different things that like cause that in your life.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Yeah. Because I never really thought I would ever be an avoidant. I guess I also just never really thought I would be dating.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never really saw myself as an avoidant attachment, but here I am. So
avoiding everything.
Avoidant.
So my thing is if I give you my number,
we're also just very different. We take very different approaches because yes. I'm like, you have to approach me and you have to be very direct.
And I'm like, I'm going to approach you.
I'm going to do as I feel. Yeah. Yeah. Which that's a good way to be too. Like, I think that's like, yeah, I know what I want and I'm going to go for it.
I think that's where I'm at. It's like, I know what I want and I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm looking for kind of thing. Like, obviously, like, it's not a set in stone thing. Obviously, it's going to grow. But it's If it's not going to happen, just tell me. If it is going to happen, let's see where it goes. Like, yeah. If you're interested, let me know. If you're not interested, don't let me.
Just nip it in the bud.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste my time. Yeah. Like, life's too short for all this nonsense.
Yeah.
So exactly. I feel like if I give you my number, I do want communication. I'm a chatty person, though. Mm-hmm. And I am really chatty in person. I'm really chatty over text. I'm really chatty just... I'm a talker.
Yeah.
So like I like when you can match that energy, but I'm also one of those people like if you don't talk as much, I'm cool with that, but I need your actions to
and like, just say something.
Yes.
Because that's my thing is like I don't like I'm a bad texter, but like I'm upfront about that with everybody. Like as soon as I give somebody my number pretty much, I'm like don't need me in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good at texting. I just...
Don't put me as your emergency contact.
Yeah. Like, just be upfront. Just be like, hey, this is how you can expect to get in contact with me. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of... There's many stages of communication that you have to just be able to communicate at every single stage.
Yeah, there are thousands of different communication styles, mm-hmm. but the lack of communication is not a communication style.
Yeah, and like I feel like at yes, the very beginning, you don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't owe anybody an answer within a certain time frame. But like once you've established a relationship with somebody, and you know that you guys are like in a consistent like talking rhythm, if you're gonna mix it up, just be like, hey, this is what's going on. Get back to you. Like, if you have interest in, like, pursuing something with somebody or, like, starting a relationship, you have to have good communication from the get-go.
Yeah.
Whether you know it's going to go somewhere or not. Like...
Yeah, you have to be able to communicate that. And it's like, if you're interested, great. But being interested and, like, continuing talking doesn't mean that you're going to get married right that second.
No,
or like even remotely close to that. It's just like, hey,
we're both on the same page. Yes. Let's keep
Let me know if you want to keep chatting. Let me know if you want to get to know each other more. Like, let me know if you want to.
And
if
that's not, also a thing is that maybe people don't get it because like we are new here. Like there is a secret dating language.
Oh God.
Like out there that like we don't know about, like Snapchat. I didn't know that that was like straight up sending it. Like they don't want to be your boyfriend if they just ask for your Snapchat.
No.
I didn't know that. Like I was like, I'll give you my Snapchat. Like, you seem cool. Like maybe you don't want me to have your phone number yet. Whatever. No, they just don't like you. Like there are just players out there.
I don't have
Snapchat. And we're new. We're new out here. Like, we don't know what's going on. So we're like, if we maybe just have to tell people like that we're genuinely interested in, be like, I'm genuinely interested in you, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So if you like me, help me out because I'm about 16 years behind.
Like, I don't know how this works. I'm a baby.
We're like, yeah, we're dating babies.
We're dating babies.
And dating in this age is scary.
It is. It is. It's like, it's rough out there.
Nobody prepares you for this. Like, the last time I dated, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was in middle school.
Well, people don't get married to start dating again.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get married and things get fucked up and you're like, eh, well, here I am. Let's see how this goes.
No, yeah. Like, it's been too long. Too long.
Dating. Yeah.
Already. And it's only been a year. I am not in for this dating.
And then, like, you have those people that, like, A lot of terms that I've heard some hot topics on TikTok about like breadcrumbing and love bombing, and I'm like, I don't need you to love bomb me, because you're gonna make me very nervous if that happens, because I'm gonna be like, why are you so interested? And like, I'm not an avoidant at all, but if you were to like excessively like fawn over me right at the beginning and be like, okay, what's wrong with you? Because I know I'm great, but like, why are you thinking but I'm that great?
So subtle. It's so weird because I knew what love bombing was, but it wasn't until I was out of a situation where I was like, holy shit, like I was being love bombed. Because D-bag from last year, he was kind of like a nonchalant guy. Like I didn't get like over, like he never got like super like overly affectionate. Like, so it wasn't like crazy love bombing like that. We didn't even text either. Like we really only talked to each other like when we hung out, because like I was a bad texter. We just didn't really text. So I didn't get like swarmed with attention by him. But like when we would go out, it would be like the fanciest dinners and like things like that. And then afterwards, like once it was all over, I was like, shit, that was love bombing. So that whenever he was acting like a bad guy, he's like, but look at all this good stuff I do for you. And it's like, yeah, you don't realize. Cause I'm like, oh, he likes me. Like he's spending all this money on me. And then it's like,
yeah,
because it's just love bombing. It comes in so many different shades, and you don't even really because it's like, I wasn't feeling suffocated by love, but I was like, it was weird. It's just, that's the thing. And like breadcrumbing, you don't even, I feel like these things, you don't even know that it's happening to you until after, and you're like, that was so
like weird. The manipulation one where it's like, well, I was gonna do this, but then you did that, and I was like,
the actions speak loud, like actions speak louder than words. Somebody can say they're gonna do something all day long, but their failure to actually do it is them just using these promises as manipulation.
Yeah, to keep you around and to keep you like hung up on that.
Yeah.
But in therapy yesterday, we were talking about like, she goes, I feel comfortable talking to you about this woo-woo stuff. And she said, because you're fine with it. She was like, but when you are the one that closes a door, the person that you close that door on, like, it's like a sixth sense, like cosmic universe is speaking to them and like, oh my God, they're done. And then they just come back to
want
you.
It back, yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, like, no, they're actually done. No, I don't want them to be done yet.
Yeah. But I think it happens to us too. Yeah. Like, I think you feel when it's happening to you too, you know?
Yeah.
Which is just so weird. But, yeah, like, it's, I believe it because you just know, like, when somebody else is moving on, it hurts a little bit. Like, you feel like a little ping. And when you're unhealthy, you'll reach back out for it. And you'll try to, like, soothe
that.
And that's when they come up from their past because they're not healed yet.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm just, no. But not texting, in this lunar eclipse. Like, so you're a bad texter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bad texter. No. I'm one of those people that, like, if you text me, I'm going to respond pretty quick. That's just who I am as a person. I've always been that way. I am a very quick responder. Obviously, when I'm doing other things, I don't respond very quickly. But for the majority of the time, like, I'm around my phone. So I have it. And if I, and I have my watch on. So I'm constantly, I get notifications.
You're easy to reach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not easy to reach. I have like, I don't know. I like being hard to reach, but I also have like a weird social anxiety. Maybe I'll talk about that with my new therapist.
Yeah. Taylor is really bad at texting, but if you call her, she answers.
I will call. Like I'll call me. Yeah. I'll answer a phone call.
The texting, she'll read it and then she'll forget to respond.
Yeah.
But like, texting etiquette, I feel like if I text you, like, I want a response, like, within, like, 24 hours.
And you know what? There's ghosting now, though.
Oh, God, right? But the thing is, like, if you're busy, like, just be like, it takes 2 seconds to be like, hey, I'll have to get back to you. Yeah. Or, like, follow up. But there's no reason a text should go unread or replied to for 4 days.
Exactly. And well, my thing is that when you, like, I know you, you appreciate a response back. And so I try to, like, at least send a like or send, like, something. Yeah. And so it's like when you know somebody has a preferred texting style, like, I still will make a note of it and make an effort to, like,
yeah,
at least acknowledge it. Because, like, my mom, she leaves me on read too. Like, we are really bad texters. And so I'm like, if I know I can respond to my mom's text out of the blue 4 days later and just pick up our conversation where we had it, because that's just how me and my mom text. But then, like, yeah, like with you, like, I know I'm like, okay, I'm gonna like Danielle's message because I just know she appreciates it more than just not anything at all.
Yeah. And it's, I feel like it's different too when it's like someone you're interested in
wanting to pursue a relationship with them, then you absolutely should be courteous of, you should be courteous of everything they like, because you should be wanting to make them happy.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, be at their, like, ever backing, like, wish a call, but, like, I mean, like, if you know they have a preference or you know they have things, yeah, that they like and things that they don't like, cater, and, like, a little bit, compromise.
If you're busy, I get that 100%. We're all busy. We all have shit that we do. We all, you know, well, I can't say we all do, but, like, I have a corporate job. I manage a team. Like, I have shit that I do during the day, but I can still respond. And if you're too busy to respond, like, don't respond at work then. Like, respond afterwards. Be like, hey, it was a crazy day. Like, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's not that hard to just communicate. It's just unacceptable, honestly.
Yeah, I just, you know, just, I don't know, I feel like just do a little better.
Yeah, it's,
but I feel like girls are obviously like that too.
Girls are a little bit more emotional, sure, like, but I don't know, no response for an X amount of days.
And then when you do, like, have a conversation, it's, like, avoiding the whole conversation that you had previously.
I don't like it.
It's like that movie, He's Just Not That Into You.
Well, it's about to be a movie.
Yeah.
It's about to be another movie where I am not happy.
Taylor's gonna punch some people in the throat. But that's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know, like, communicate. I don't know, this dating stuff is really, like, I guess when you've been, like, in a committed relationship for so long, you're like, just communicate, it's not that hard. But then when you're out here with all these strangers, it's like, why is nobody talking? Like, all you guys need to go to therapy. It's
facts. Therapy is great. I recommend it to
Friday.
I know, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, that good night's sleep last night, I scheduled me a dentist appointment, I scheduled me a therapist appointment, I came home and did dishes on my lunch. This is why I can't have a new destiny right now. Destiny needs to fucking wait a minute.
Well, I think we bashed boys enough. Do we want to do our co-star before the eclipse?
Oh my god, I'm so scared.
So mine is, changing your habits is not impossible once you make up your mind to do so. Are you hiding behind the books you've read? Today you are feeling nervous. Instead of being a Wikipedia entry, try sticking to a decision. Debating for fun only reveals the artfully disguised truth. Do outside the lines, getting lost, playing hooky. Don't defensiveness, cut ties, or comment wars.
Mine says you don't have to overanalyze everything. Do follow up, family style, movie night. Don't FOMO, power trips, and tiny purses.
Well, you should never do tiny purses anyways. I'm not a fan. Mine with you, it's difficult for you and Taylor to understand each other. You and Taylor have a tendency to disagree and frequently argue over inconsequential issues. It can be hard to communicate your thoughts and feelings to each other. You follow an the face she's giving me right now, like, as I'm reading this.
Getting to?
You follow an odd logic that somehow works, while Taylor is prone to fantasy. Body language fills in the gaps of what cannot be said.
Body language?
Oh, God. I don't feel like, I don't think we've had any disagreements
or arguments. We haven't had any. Well, I'm like, okay, I know, that's where I'm like, is it gonna twist? Like, what?
It's a fucking moon.
Stop.
Oh my Daniel, god. Knock on wood. This lunar eclipse is gonna fuck us up.
Remember, communication is key. Love, peace.
Yes, communication is key. This is for the boys out there. I just, you know, but then some of them just crack me up. Like mine with my cousin. It says, you are a pair of ghosts who write and illustrate the perfect children's story together, knowing that nothing can truly expire so long as it's remembered. I feel like her and I have the most, like, outlandish things that happen.
You guys are always a pair or something.
Yeah, we've been kittens in a sock factory. We've been so many different things.
Mine doesn't really make a lot of sense today. Mine says, Danielle screams at a surprise rain shower even though the forecast said sun. Danielle screams at a surprise rain. What is that? What are you? Why are you screaming at the rain shower?
Oh, I would be excited. It would even be a happy scream.
I would like that. And then mine says, you scream at not being able to correct the podcast host when they misquote your favorite movie.
That would be. That's what we're gonna argue over.
That's apparently. Everybody screaming at me because I just talk out of my ass. Like, I don't know what I say. We're gonna
discuss the fifth house of Neptune.
Yeah, you guys are like, you're a stupid bitch, Taylor. It's literally, your houses aren't even.
Yeah.
They're called estates or not called. I'm like, I don't know.
I love one of mine. It gives like where their happy places are, and it says your happy place is inside of your mind palace.
I'm like, oh, mind palace.
Okay, I would like a mind palace, but I think we're gonna watch Dancing with the Stars tonight because it starts.
Yeah,
super excited for
after Practical Magic. We're gonna watch Alona and
Steven and Anna Delvey. Yeah, we're gonna watch them all. Her TikToks have been great because they've been doing a lot of like teasing about her being in jail and stuff.
Anna, yeah,
I love it.
I seen an interview today of her professional dancer partner Ezra, mm-hmm. and he's like, she did not want to be there, like. I don't think she realized what she signed herself up for. Like, I was telling her, like, she has to smile. Like, because I guess they have, like, four-hour rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, she would show up and be, like, I'm not doing this today. And so he was, like, she was, like, she... It took a lot to get her warmed up. But he says that now he makes her laugh. And he thinks they have a good relationship. But he's interested in seeing how she does because she didn't want to be there.
Oh, well, she's there now.
I know. I'm really excited to see her. I hope she opens up.
I hope so, too. All right. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks.
Bye.